about this for months, and it finally happened on Wednesday night, the premiere of Top Chef. And it wasn't just on TV, because everybody from the series seemed to be right here back in Milwaukee, and you were there.
Yeah, it was a great night. It was a fun night. It's, you know, a night we don't often see in Milwaukee. You know, Hollywood was here. The three judges, the producers, other people at the show were all in town for the premiere. Great night, a lot of fun, a lot of activity, but it showed what's going to happen over the next number of weeks. It was also cool to have some of the chefs here. Not all of them made the trip to Milwaukee, but a number of them did, some of them in Chicago. And then, of course, our own chef who's on the show, who, as we all know now, has made it through the first show, which is great news. And it was just a great night, a lot of attention, a lot of talk about the impact, a lot of talk about food, a lot of talk about Milwaukee. And, you know, I know when I watched it, and I'm sure you did, you saw a lot of Milwaukee, didn't you? It was pretty cool to see the scenes around Milwaukee, was it not?
Oh, I loved it. I mean, I was so excited for this premiere. But you mentioned Dan Jacobs from Dan Dan.
Yeah.
Have you had the opportunity to talk with him one-on-one about his experience? And I know that he can't tell everything yet, but has he said anything to you about what it was like for him?
Yeah, he's talked to us. He's talked to a lot of media. It's just the experience. And it's neat to hear him talk about experience, about how he had wanted to be on the show for a long time, how he got on the show, but he didn't know it was going to be shot here in Milwaukee. How he found out it was in Milwaukee, how he's the only one. And you see in the first episode when they're up at Blue, and he kind of welcomes them to Milwaukee and talks about how great the city is. I thought that was really cool. But the whole experience has been really cool for him. But it's also fun to watch the other chefs in Milwaukee, to watch him and kind of show him off with glow about how cool it is to see this. And also a lot of attention over the last week has been on Paul Bartolotta, because he was the guy who's been on the show in the past as a judge, was on the first show as a judge, but he's the one who made the call to kind of start this whole thing, to have them actually film in Milwaukee, film in Madison, film in Wisconsin overall. So there's a lot of pride here, Libby, among the chefs, among our restaurant community, as to how this happened. And now that we have a chef on the show, and he's made it through one episode, hopefully he'll go a lot farther. We'll see. It's just really fun to watch.
You mentioned Paul Bartolotta, and my impression of him in watching the show was he was so excited. He was just so happy that they were there.
Yeah, that was the cool part. He was just, I mean, he was at the premiere, of course. He got the opportunity to speak on stage with the three judges and just talk about what they saw in Milwaukee, what they learned. But yeah, he definitely is smiling from ear to ear and just talking about Milwaukee. He's always been somebody very proud about Milwaukee. Obviously, we all know him and his brother Joe, who unfortunately passed away a number of years ago. And kind of what he still holds him close. He still holds the show close. And to see this all come together has been great. One thing he said, if you had watched the show, how it will show off Milwaukee. And what he made me think about, what was true, is every time it went to commercial and it came on again, it actually showed the sign of the restaurant where they were, and that was for the Loopy and Iris. And it showed that sign over and over again throughout the show. Think about what that'll mean long-term to Adam Siegel, who runs that restaurant, in terms of that's free advertising on an international show. But that was one thing. And the other thing he said to me is, Mark, it's not just 1 week. It's 14 weeks of the show on every week, and they filmed in Milwaukee. Now, the finale is not filmed in Milwaukee, but every show up to that point is. So think about that. Every week we're going to see restaurants in the area. We're going to see the stadium. We're going to see Madison. We're going to see the lakefront. And it's going to be shown all over the world. And he said to me, that's the neat thing about this. You know, the RNC is a wonderful thing. It's going to be great for Milwaukee, but that's 3 or 4 days. This show is going to go on for months, and he's going to be showing off Milwaukee.
Well, and not only that, it will live on forever on reruns on Peacock and on demand. I'm watching season 4 right now. I'm not kidding you. It's that good.
My wife loves this show. She watches all the time. This is my first exposure to it. I enjoy it. I think it's fun. I think it's about it's interesting to learn more about the art of cooking and the art of kind of that. To me, that's interesting. It's also interesting to watch the interactions, but I thought it was cool that here they were out at Whole Foods. Here they were at Blue. Here they were walking the streets of Milwaukee, driving around, seeing virtually no traffic on the streets of Milwaukee. How cool is that for the city? I just think it's going to be so much fun to watch.
Oh, no doubt about that. All right, there's something else that we're watching.
And I know that's all you and I are going to talk about for the next 3 months, right? Every week we're going to have our show recap.
Well, except when the Brewers are playing, because they kick off their season Thursday in New York. What's the business outlook for the team this season?
I mean, it may have snowed on Friday. It may be cold, but it's already time for spring. I mean, the outlook to me is pretty good for them for the season. They've had a nice run here almost every year making the playoffs, so that's good for the team. It's good for sponsors. It's good for attendance. But, you know, I mean, I've said this 100 times, it's all about winning. The Brewers start strong, have a good April and May. It's going to really help them draw more fans throughout the season. So that's really important. But the Brewers have really upgraded the stadium. Think about the new scoreboard they've added, the new food options they're adding for the season. So they're really continuing to add to the stadium to draw in fans. But again, I'll say it over and over again, it's about winning. If they're a winning team this year, remember, they're in the smallest market in the major leagues, but they always overdraw that, and you know, sometimes can end up around 3 million people. I mean, for them to hit that 3 million this year, they're gonna have to win a lot of games.
Speaking of winning, Molson Coors is back, bringing a great taste, less filling marketing campaign.
Which side are you on? That's what I want to know.
All I know is my bracket's already gone. So it was gone after
the
first game.
I want to talk about that. Who saw Oakland winning against Kentucky? I mean, nobody saw that coming. I don't care what you say. The people say, oh, I called that. They didn't call that. They got lucky.
So let's talk.
Do you remember these ads? I mean, remember these ads with Euchre? Bob Euchre sitting in the last row, all these well-known players. Well, now they're bringing them back, and they're going to have as well-known people in Wisconsin now with J.J. Watt on. I think it's fun. What it does is it kind of harps it back to think about those ads, but also draws in younger individuals who now know these new players. I think it's fun. I think it's a smart move. Anything you can draw around the NCAA tournament is great. I love the NCAA tournament. Greatest sport timing of the year just because of upsets and the fun of that tournament. So I think it was really smart.
But obviously, media's attention on Milwaukee is just all over, it seems, the last couple of weeks, and it even more so when the RNC comes to town. But let's talk about what that means for Mitchell Airport, because apparently Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley is talking about a new international terminal at the airport.
Right.
What do you know about this project, and what could it mean?
This is one that's been out there for a few years. They were looking at it pre-COVID, got shelved, obviously, throughout COVID. But it's rare to see an airport of our size have a whole terminal empty, and that's what's going on right now. So to get international terminal, about $80 million is what they're looking for from both local funds and then from the Fed, which is where they're applying for grants, is important because they need to increase international flights. I've talked often about the importance of nonstop flights. It's also adding international flights. You and I were talking a number of weeks ago about the NBA All-Star Game. What was one of the criteria? You have to have X number of international flights out of Milwaukee every day. So that's something that really needs to be added here. It needs to be a focus, hopefully, to see more flights north to Canada, maybe some to Europe, some to the Caribbean. It'd be nice to have that because it adds options. And what's also important is it holds the people in Milwaukee so they're not driving to Illinois, to O'Hare, to hop on a flight. So this is an important project, one they hope to start in 25. You know, they need to get more money from the feds for this. Hopefully that will happen, but a really important thing for the airport.
Oh, well, Mark, it's always good to have you here. I know you'll be watching Top Chef.
I'll be shredding my brackets. I can have a confetti party with my bracket. How about that?
I think you can, but I know you'll be revealing more about Top Chef as the season goes on, so I can't wait to hear that. Mark Cass from the Milwaukee Business Journal, always great to have you here.
Always good to be here, Libby, and I'll talk to you next week.